Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
Bleedo. What? No? Okay. I have to double confirm. Double source in that baby. There's nobody I'd rather talk to than Lucas Giolito.
You want to redo that bit? I like coughed right in the middle of it.
It was a spit take. It's good because you challenged me. You challenged me to come with new ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw. Good. I don't know if you saw Michael Kopech turn the tables on me on the field right after the World Series.
No, I haven't. I haven't been up on all the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast content recently, actually. Well, you were doing a lot of postseason stuff.
Yeah, I was in Toronto.
Nice.
I was on the field. Immediately, the first person I interviewed on the field after
Drake.
Believe me. No, when he left after game six, we came down. You know where the visiting clubhouse is, that area, like where the cards go out and everything? So he's coming down, and I could have just shoved the camera in his face, but no. So I filmed it. I put the camera up like I was filming straight ahead, but I was actually filming behind me. And he was like a dot in the background. I said, I can confirm Drake was here tonight.
That's so funny.
But when I went out after the game, after game seven, the first person I talked to interviewed was Tony Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
You know who? Yeah, you know Tony Robbins, right?
Quick Google search away.
Oh my God! Really?
Oh, the life coach guy.
Yeah.
I've seen him.
You see Shallow Hal?
Oh my God! Years ago, I saw Shallow Hal.
But
he's a life coach. I get it. I've seen it. I know who that is.
Yeah, he works for the Dodgers, but he's in Shallow Hal, and I was obsessed with his hands because there's a scene in Shallow Hal where Jack Black goes, "I can't believe your mitts." Your hands are so huge. So I'm standing on the field around the, all the confetti. I'm just like obsessed with this guy's hand. So anyway, that's my story. Yes.
Very nice.
So catch up. And Michael Kopech also, before I could say it, said there's nobody I'd rather talk to for a podcast than Rob. So thank you. So you can catch up on all that content at BB Isn't Boring. Just, I want to let you know.
Perfect.
All right. Okay.
I'll be on there right after this.
All right. Well, I don't know. Is there anything going on with you?
I'm in Florida. I'm working out. Amazing facility down here, Cressy Sports.
Oh, I didn't know you went to Cressy Sports.
This is my first year. It's really been fantastic. I can't say enough good things. Probably the best environment I've trained in. So I'm really looking forward to productive off season. I'm throwing already. I've been throwing for a couple weeks. Feels great. So just progressing.
So, well, first of all, give my best to Eric Cressy. He's a good guy.
For sure.
He's part of the family. And I'll send some shirts. So let's just get right to it, because about 15 minutes before we were supposed to go on, news came down that you weren't getting the qualifying offer. When does one find out that they don't get the qualifying offer?
Today.
No, I know. What time? Like what?
I like half an hour ago or so I found out.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I wasn't like banking on it. I was pretty sure I wasn't going to get it.
Oh, you were? Why?
Because I ended the year injured.
So?
That's how it works, man. You end the year hurt. Like, you're not in a good spot to command, you know, a qualifying offer or whatever. So yeah, moving on.
Did you think if you weren't hurt at the end of the year that you would get it?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just asking tough questions. I mean,
yeah, no idea.
Okay. Wait, so when did you have an idea? Like, did you just the whole time just think I'm not going to get it? Because honestly, I know that you haven't been devouring social media. But I think it was very split about whether you're going to get it or not. You might have thought you weren't going to get it, but did you think that all along?
Yeah. I thought it was obvious. I thought it was obvious.
All right.
Yeah, I went into this off season knowing full well I'd be a free agent. You know, you end the year hurt, like it puts a bad taste in the team's mouth. It is what it is. There now, the fortunate side is that it was like the most benign, weird freak injury that went away after a few days. So now I'm like, great, I'm having a fully healthy, amazing off season. And yeah, but you know, that kind of stuff happens. That's just how it goes.
But
I'm used to like bad luck stuff happening to me in my career, so I'm not surprised at all.
Well, it's good luck that you've only had good luck since you've been on this podcast. It's a fact, a science.
I agree.
But with that said, you know, because of the injury was so benign, because it was so short term, but I'm starting to state the case of that there was a path to do this, that the team knows that. The team knows that it wasn't a big deal. You know what I'm saying? You keep coming back to like, well, I was hurt, but the team must know it.
I mean, everyone that I talk to knows. Yeah.
Okay. And then when the options aren't picked up, or you don't pick up the, I mean, you felt like when you left New York after that day, you're like, my path is going to be just as a free agent. You felt that way.
That was, I mean, my initial feeling. You know, I made it clear to you. I made it clear to everybody, like, I'd love to come back here and continue to play for the Red Sox. It's the most fun I've ever had. Having like a season with a team in the big leagues. I feel like the way it ended left such a bad taste in my mouth and the rest of the team, particularly me not being able to pitch in that playoff series. It really sucked. And it's like, man, I really hope I can come back and, you know, it goes a little bit better for us next time. But, you know, it's got to be a mutual thing. Mm. And so I'm going into free agency, you know, for me, I'm not going into free agency hurt, but for front offices, they might view it that way. And I'm happy to prove that I'm fully healthy in any way possible. Obviously, I have, when you sign with a team, you have to pass a physical. So there you go.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to scream from the mountaintops. We're here to help your brand. Always. So to go back to what, like, could you have, the way that you're talking, it sounds like if you guys, like, made a run in the postseason that you actually could have pitched. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I was fully ready. God, I think back on how the days were. I went and saw the doctor. I came back. I went and saw the doctor. That was right before the series started. So I came back and started doing rehab work in New York. Within like 3 days, my elbow felt 100% fine again. So that was when I was like, yo, let's start a throwing program so I can build up and be ready to pitch as soon as humanly possible, whether that be the end of the divisional series or the, if, you know, we made it that far, the championship series, like, just let's start building up. But then we lost that game and the season's over. So that's that.
But it sounds like, again, not to come back to, but it sounds like that you could have, like, you could have, if you made it, just feel like you could have pitched. Like, if it, I know that we're talking in hypotheticals, but I like dare to dream. So you could have pitched.
Yeah, but I didn't. And that's, okay. That's the end of the story.
I don't know if you wanted to simulate the World Series in the pumpkin patches of Ipswich or what, you know, or say whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
You didn't start throwing until you got to Cressy down in Florida like a few days ago, right?
No, I started throwing before I moved when I was still in Boston.
Oh, you did? And mm-hmm. It felt fine. Felt totally fine.
Yes. Because I'm telling you, there's no injury.
Right. No, like, but
it's, or whatever injury there was is gone. It was like a weird freak thing that just popped up at the worst possible time, not only for the Red Sox, myself, just in general, the worst possible time, right? Yeah, it makes my free agency harder. It prevented me from pitching in the playoffs when, you know, I had been a part of the rotation pretty much the entire year. It was just a very, very tough one to swallow. I still don't like thinking about it.
Okay, well, I'm going
to... You're asking me all these questions about
it. Listen, I'm Big J journalism. I'm going to build you up now. I want you to know that you had a very good year. Congratulations. It was like they don't get to where they got. They don't get to that spot without you. That's what should be understood. That your present, there's not a lot of pitchers that were like you in the American League. Like, that is a fact. That is what you should remember. Yes, I'm bringing back bad memories from a couple days, but so be it. I want you like that. That is a fact. If I had to do the hype reel for Lucas Giolito for the front office, it's around baseball, which I'll be happy to do. It'll be easy to do because you had a great year and you also got on track to have even better years.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm fully confident that, you know, next year, the year after are going to be better. Like, this was like kind last year. I feel like there were some very good highs. Again, just being out there and like giving the team an opportunity to win games. Like it was like, thank God I'm back to doing something like this. Like, this is what I love to do. And so that's really what I kind of take away from it. Like, being back out there, I felt like there was a lot of times where it was like, damn, I got to remember how this shit goes again. You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of ups and downs for me personally and the team as a whole, but overall really, really positive. But I look forward to next year, you know, just continuing to build off of that, you know, get back to kind of get back to like my ways of pitching, getting the strikeout numbers back up and all the stuff that I know I'm good at that, you know, I kind of didn't have firing at the highest level last year, just coming back. I look forward to kind of piecing all of that stuff back together now that I'm like fully healthy. I'm not grinding through anything anymore. I'm going to have a full healthy off season where I'm putting amazing, you know, again, shout out to Cressy Sports out here.
Boy, their brand has never been hotter. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a really great environment. You know, I'm here. You know, there's other guys, with the Red Sox here too that I'll be
seeing. Well, I know
Hauk was a daily basis.
Hauk used, he'd gone there for, who else goes there?
Yeah. Tanner, Greg, I'm not sure who else.
I know Scherzer went there. Verlander went there.
You know, I see my boy Nick Pivetta out here. You know, talking with him was one of the reasons I decided to make the move down here and train here. Because we both, again, here, let me do another shout out, Matt Uehara, our personal trainer back in Los Angeles. You know, we have the same guy, and Nick is able to, you know, do the program and everything and kind of put it together with the whole umbrella of Cressy Sports, the pitching side, the weightlifting side. It's really great.
Did you talk to Pivetta about what it is like to wait for a qualifying offer? I know I'm asking you that question. You're going to say, well, no, because I didn't think I was going to get one. Cause I just remember like that's what we, when it was coming up, like he was the guy that we were like, is he going to get one? We don't know, all the way up until the last minute. Anyway, I won't ask you about
that. Yeah, no, I haven't talked to him about QO stuff at all. Cause like you already inferred.
Yeah.
I was already like, all right.
You know what? Did you feel that were you looking forward to getting a baseballs and boring tattoo? Did you feel like you were going to get a baseballs and boring tattoo? That, which is a very, very insider way of saying, did you feel like you guys were going to win the World Series?
I still think I'm going to at some point.
Oh, I know you are. Yeah. I mean,
that, yeah, it's, yeah, it's just, it's a matter of the stars aligning. I look forward to the stars aligning a little bit better than they have been for me the last few years with some of the other stuff that's gone on. I think that that is in the cards sometime over the next 10 years of my career.
So hold on. Next 10 years, guaranteed baseballs and boring tattoo. But so did you feel like I'll come back to it. Did you feel like, again, this is my way of asking you, did you feel like you guys are going to win the World Series? You're going to get a baseballs and boring tattoo. Did you feel like that was happening at some point?
You don't know.
Okay.
Right. I'm not like, I don't like live in fairy tale la la land. You know what I mean? It's like,
why do you say that when I'm literally drinking a beer? I did a spit take under my computer.
I'm just saying it's like, are we playing well? Yes. Okay. Let's keep playing well until the very end. Okay. I don't sit there and be like, we're winning the World Series this year. You know what I mean? Like, no, you got to work. You got to play.
Did you watch the World Series? Speaking of which?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
It was epic.
It was epic.
Yeah, sick.
Was that the best game ever, you think?
The 18 inning or game
7? No. 18 inning game wasn't. I jumped the gun on that. Like, I looked back at that one, and I'm like, it was kind of a slog for the last few innings. Like, shout out to Will Klein. Good job, Will Klein. But
I mean, yeah, the pitchers are the stars of that 18 inning. But game 7 was pretty good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Was it the best? The best?
Best of all time? I don't know. I'm not enough of a baseball historian. I don't know.
Oh, okay. What was your – I drove away. So let me just tell you. I just told you that I met Tony Robbins, that Michael Kopech asked me told me that there was no person he'd rather talk to. And I also stayed in Toronto at a place. Are you a big fan of Toronto? You like Toronto?
I enjoy Toronto, yes.
Yeah, Toronto's solid. I stayed at a hotel, boutique hotel, between – the biggest bar in University of Toronto, and on the other side was a frat house. Think about that on Halloween. Think about it. Hello, fellow kids.
For real. Why did you choose that?
It was cheap. And, and also it was a nice place. I'd stayed there before, but I didn't realize it. Literally, you're sandwiched by a college bar and a fraternity house. And I got the whole scene.
Like, you go to the party, they let you in?
They would have. there was some salesman selling farm equipment from Western Canada who was literally sitting in the middle of it on the way into the door, and he struck up a conversation. He was 30s. He was clearly like, this is my chance. Like, what's your major? Type of deal.
That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, that was one of my memories from the World Series. What do you go to for Halloween?
I'm sorry.
What did I go as? Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a lot of jumbled words together.
When I went trick or treating.
I mean, I don't know if you know this. Adults dress up in Halloween costumes.
I don't really do that anymore. We literally moved on Halloween or the day after.
You did. I know you did.
I think it was the day after we flew out. Yeah.
So nothing. So,
no dressing up, unfortunately. Too much packing and really trying to get everything together. And Madalena did put candy out for the kids. A lot of kids in the neighborhood were trick or treating, which is cute and fun to see.
But you put the candy out. You just said have at it. There's no. Did you put a sign saying like one per kid?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works: the app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She's not going to want to come. She's not going to want to be on this.
Yes, she does. She want a t-shirt? She want a t-shirt? I got hats. Babe. I got beanies.
Babe. Please come.
Want me to get my wife?
I told you she wasn't going
to
do
want
this.
Want me to get my wife to come in and we can have a cup of.
No, she's not going to do it. It's fine. Oh. So, yeah, she put the candy out. I think most of the kids were being polite. I think some teenagers rolled up like a little bit later and like dumped it, you know.
Oh, really?
That's how it goes. Or not dumped it on the ground, but like stole a bunch of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. That's, yeah. Well, live and learn. Listen, you're leaving town. What do you care?
So, yeah, exactly.
Do you feel like there's a chance that you come back? You think there's a chance?
I have no idea, dude.
All right, well,
I have no idea.
It's instincts.
I'd love to, but I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you know how to handle this. You did it before. What did you sign? You signed like I was on a cruise when you signed. I know when it was. It was a week after Christmas. Last time you did this.
You know better than I do.
Oh, you know? Oh, really? Okay.
I don't remember when I signed at all.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I knew it was during the off season.
Okay.
I was just asking my agent last, when I was talking to him on the phone, I was like, last year, did I sign early or late? You know, this year, am I going to have to sign early?
No, 2 years ago.
That's what I meant. Last free agency, not last year. Last free agency. Was I an early guy or a late guy? I don't remember.
You were kind of like that's considered kind of early, honestly. Nowadays,
yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I was on a cruise and I said, and I didn't know you at all. I said, "Hey, good signing, Red Sox. Congratulations." So you're welcome. So it was good signing. So what was? Yep. What do you look back? Forget about games. Forget about what. Give me a good moment you look back at the last 2 years. Like a good. Maybe it's like riding your bike through Chestnut Hill. Maybe that's terrible. I don't know. Maybe it's going to the pumpkin patch in Ipswich, which again, shout out to the pumpkin patch in Ipswich. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. What, give me a moment where you're like 20 years from now and say, hey, you remember when I was living in Boston? That was cool.
I have a horrible memory, so I'll go recency bias. Mm. The last time, Mads and I went out to dinner was to our favorite omakase place in Cambridge called Umami Omakase or Umi. God damn it. Forgetting what it's called. Umami.
Umami. Okay.
Umami Omakase. Omakase Umami here. Right. And it's just a wonderful omakase sushi restaurant, and we went and they get an entire bluefin tuna, and it's like the tuna carving experience, and you're there for like 3 hours as they carve up the different cuts of tuna and create different dishes, and you do a shot of sake out of the head of the tuna.
What?
Yeah, it's sick.
There's
that
a lot
was
of
awesome.
I could do a whole podcast on this fish eating experience. First of all, how much does something like that go for, or do you get it comp? Because you know,
no. You pay.
Okay. All right.
$300 a head, maybe.
Wow.
$250 a head. Something like that.
But it's a whole thing.
Yes, it's like a 3 hour.
Really?
thing. Yeah, you get so much food. It was so much tuna, so much food that I was like, I felt disgusting for the next couple days, actually. And I was worried I'd turn into the Mad Hatter.
What do you mean? I don't understand that.
You don't get that reference? Mercury poisoning.
Oh, that's my line. I always like, I carried around, I got mercury tested once and I had to carry around a gas tank full of urine. Because
what? Wait, you get mercury tested, so you have to walk around with a bag of piss?
No, it was. Come on, don't over exaggerate. It was a gas tank.
Gas tank of piss?
Yeah.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd gone out to LA, and it was this. What is it called? It's like a life coach, but it's like a longevity center. That's what it was, a longevity center, and which is probably like where people get the clear and the cream. But anyway, I was training for a marathon, and they tested. They said, your mercury levels are high. You're like, yeah, because I eat a ton of fish. And like, so we got to test because we need a massive amount of urine, so you got to carry around this gas tank and pee in it for like 3 days.
Sweet.
Yeah. I don't know how I got there, but sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do that to you. All right. Well, that's a good memory. I'm glad that you had that. I was right before you left.
There's so many. I mean, yeah, there's so many, but that's the most recent one I can think of. That's the freshest on my mind.
Who did you come away from?
Sneaky, such a good food city.
Oh, it's not even sneaky, is it?
Is it not sneaky? Is it not considered like, it's like, where's the best food? Where's the best food in America? Oh, LA, New York, Chicago, right? Those three cities have fantastic food. I was blown away by how good the food was in Boston, especially seafood.
Give me your top three places to eat in Boston.
I can't. Oh my god, dude!
I'm trying to cut this clip so I get free food. You don't want it? Do you want to do it? You don't have to do it. You don't have to do anything.
I don't think I can do it. I can't think of that.
Top Italian place?
Aria.
Okay.
Aria in North End.
Okay. Aria. All right. Top seafood.
Yeah, some of the best meatballs I've ever had.
Top seafood place? The tuna place?
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on what kind of seafood, right? Like, do you want sushi? I would recommend Umami Omakase.
Okay.
In Cambridge. Do you want we loved going to the place on the river.
Babe, what's the name of the lobster shack?
The Barking Crab?
James Hook and Barking Crab. Very good.
Yeah. All right.
those are nice and fun.
My goal is to have one more time where you have to ask her a question so you can say, babe.
Also love Abe and Louie's Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Those are all good ones. This is a tough one. Who is the person that you didn't know before?
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You got with the Red Sox that you befriended the most. Like you're potentially leaving with the biggest bond with.
Damn.
I know it's a deep question, but I think it's a good one. Isn't it? I don't know. I don't know. I have to talk so there's not dead air.
You can cut it.
I can't cut it.
I
You want to not answer that question?
I don't know how to answer that.
It's all right.
Brad Pearson.
Brad Pearson. Brad Pearson, friend of the program, went to the greatest institution in the United States, Springfield College. He was a trainer for John Cena. Do you know, you knew that, right?
I had no idea he trained. Oh, he's talked about John Cena. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
John Cena was a football player at Springfield when he was a student trainer. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So
I'm really, really, if I don't get to come back, I really am going to miss the medical guys, man. The trainers. It's a tough one to think about.
Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to bring it. Like I said, I'm looking forward. I'm building you up, but still, it's a good time to reflect. It's so. Mm-hmm. What is the thing? This is a wonky baseball thing, but it just came to mind. I don't know. Where are you working out again?
Cressy Sports.
Okay, I just want to check. What is the thing that you had talked about? Sort of still easing your way back into the old you. What is the thing that you're prioritizing at Cressy Performance Center? What is the thing that you want to prioritize?
Well, so now that there's like downtime to where I don't have to be performing every 5 days, it's like instead of like piecing yourself together with like glue and paper clips to like be able to go out there, it's like now you have time to really attack in the gym, in physical therapy, because it's not like, oh, I'm trying to get these gains, but I also need to be prepared to pitch. Mm-hmm. It's like now you get to really like dive in. There's so many things about like my like kinetic chain, my left side, that it's like I'm addressing now, and we're getting really good work in to really get the body balanced out and in a great position to be able to, you know, do what I do at an even higher level. So that's what I'm excited about.
I mean, do you think about it? You're right. Even last offseason, you kind of weren't. You're still working your way back, right? You wanted to make sure your arm was intact more than
last offseason wasn't a normal. That wasn't a normal offseason at all.
Yeah,
it was. I was on a strict throwing program. Everything was surrounding the throwing program, the return to play throwing program.
Yeah.
So that's obviously not a thing anymore, and it's like cool. I can take the I threw 145 innings in the season plus probably 40 between, you know, spring training and, rehab games, 30 maybe, whatever it is. And so I can take that body of work and, you know, put it in the back pocket. All right, cool. We got the limit back up to that amount of innings. Now it's like we can really work on getting the body locked in and ready for, you know, let's add another 20, 30, 40 innings on top of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're jacked up to pitch.
Yes.
You know, I'm being sincere. It sounds like you're it's good. It's good. You know, it's like you've gone through the free agent thing before, so you'll be fine. After every executive in baseball hears this podcast, you'll be getting a massive amount of phone calls. So there's that, but it's
direct the calls to Ryan, not me.
All the
millions of phone calls that are going to be coming through, right?
Well, no, listen, I'm telling you, the brand is very powerful, as you know. Mm-hmm. Mark Shapiro just told me, said he loves the t-shirts without me even asking about them. So, and look at where they landed. There you go. So it's a possibility, which, by the way, there are guys getting tattoos. There are guys.
Yeah.
Kopech and Anthony Banda.
They're getting baseball isn't boring tattoos?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So next year, that'll be you. All right. I told you, and I appreciate you
There's
diving.
There's no way your internet just went out. Oh, we're good.
Yeah. No. 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 Come on. It's a professional. Professional setting. I told you that I did want to talk to you about movies. Have you seen any movies lately?
Yes, Bugonia.
Ooh! You saw it.
So Begonia, and then before that we saw one battle after another. Those are the last two I've seen. One battle after another and Begonia.
What would you give the two?
One battle after another, if we were going like letterbox style scoring, one battle after another, I give 5 out of 5. Begonia, I give 4 out of 5.
Is Begonia too weird?
No, it's not weird enough.
Okay. Right.
Have you seen his movies?
Who is
that
it?
Director?
Who is it?
Yorgos Lanthimos.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You were talking, yes, you were talking about him. Yes, yes.
So he... Yeah, I need to go back. There's a couple of his that I've missed for sure that I need to go back and see. But he did this movie, Emma Stone's his muse. Like, yeah. She's in every movie.
Yeah.
He did one called Poor Things, which a few years ago, which was, I thought was just brilliant and fantastic and super out there, super weird. A bunch of his movies are The Lobster and, killing a sacred deer. I thought Begonia was really great. I really enjoyed it. You have to understand, 4 is really great.
And
5 is like perfect movie. Honestly, maybe one battle after another, 4.5. Yeah.
So you gave it a tie. It's 2 4.5s.
No, 4 Begonia, 4.5.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I have to put one battle after another above. I thought it was just incredible and brilliant. I love Paul Thomas Anderson as well. I love both those directors, so I was very excited.
All right. Did you see the Springsteen movie?
No, I don't like music biopics.
Okay. All right.
I think they're boring.
Okay. I mean, some people liked it. So.
I'm sure. It's the same thing with the Bob Dylan one that just did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's just not, it just doesn't appeal to me. Like, yeah.
Did you see, and I'm just getting this was on Netflix, the Nuclear War one, with Idris Elba as the president.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, haven't seen that one yet. That's the director that did Hurt Locker.
Yes. While you were away, I asked, does anyone have any questions? And I'm going to take one of the best ones. What is your thoughts on GTA 6 being delayed again?
Why is anyone surprised? Why is anyone surprised? I mean, the game's costing billions of dollars to make.
This is Grand Theft Auto, by the way.
Theft Auto 6, yeah, yes. Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5 was released in 2013, and now we're in 2025. For me personally, I can't wait to play it, but I'm saying it's not released. I tell myself this game's not coming out until 2030. Really? That's just what I tell myself, yeah. They're going to keep delaying it, keep working on it until they believe that it's in perfect condition to be released. That's how Rockstar operates. They don't rush.
What's your top three video games?
Ooh.
that's my line. Sorry, that's trademarked.
You love the lists, top three
lists. I do. Some people call them lists. I call them power rankings.
Okay. Top three video games of all time?
Yeah.
In no particular order, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Rocket League, and Battlefield 4.
Ooh! No Tecmo in there, huh?
No.
All right. All right. Well, that's a good list. That's a good list. So what movie are you looking forward to coming out? Do you have one on your radar, on the docket? Is it Anaconda with Jack Black and Paul Rudd?
No.
Okay.
Watching previews, before both the movies we saw recently.
None? Nothing?
I don't think it out at me.
Oh. You there?
That Hamlet movie looks cute. It's like about Shakespeare, and they had him and his wife had a son that dies, and it was like the inspiration for his play. What was the play? Hamlet?
Sure. Wait a second. Hamlet was the inspiration for Hamlet?
What was the name of the play? The names are slightly different.
Can you do this for me? Can you ask your girlfriend? Babe!
Hamlet. Yes. Yes. Where he's to be or not to be. But it's... He got inspiration after his son died is the story, I guess. And his son wasn't named Hamlet, but it Hamnit or Hambit. It was close.
Really?
See, yeah.
This is the only one you want to see. This is it.
Maybe I'll see it. I'm not even that attached to seeing it.
No.
Hamnit.
Hamnit. Okay.
His name was Hamnit. I'm trying to think any other previews.
So I went to a movie by myself, which I always do. And I went to see, I don't know why I did this. It was that Channing Tatum movie where he's a thief that goes through the roofs of McDonald's. Did you see that?
Oh.
You didn't?
No, what is this? I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
Channing Tatum McDonald's.
Yeah. It's a true story. It's a true story about a guy who robbed McDonald's.
Roof man.
Yeah.
Let's see. 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah. So.
Channing Tatum, Kirsten Dunst, Lakeith Stanfield.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Peter Dinklage is in this too?
Yeah. That's why I saw it. Yes. It reminded me a lot of Career Opportunities, which anybody who grew up in the 90s, which you didn't, would know that movie. Mm. Career Opportunities. But I had to leave like three quarters of the way through because I had an elevated heart rate. So, yeah.
Damn. I'm sorry.
No, I'm all right. I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah. It's checking off the boxes. Yeah. All right. So nothing. And I'm actually watching right now a Netflix series that just came out about the president. What's his name? Harrison. It just came out. You like history? Okay. You like history?
I do like history. I was watching a bunch of World War II YouTube videos last night, but right now, you just segued into TV. We're watching The Pitt.
Oh yeah, I should get my wife.
It's like better ER. It's better Grey's Anatomy.
So one thing that I've come to understand because of my wife's viewing habits is that if you want a medical show, a show about like emergency rooms or hospitals, mm-hmm. the supply is endless and you can always find one, but The Pitt, I guess, is one of the best.
So I've seen all these things on like Instagram and whatnot, doctors being like, this is the most accurate portrayal of the ER. And I mean, I don't know. It seems like it. All the medical jargon seems like it's on point, like what they're doing. And that part of the show, fantastic. Now the show does suffer. I don't know. It won like best show Emmy. Watching it, I have mad respect for this show. I think it's great and I'm enjoying it. Severance should have won.
Come on.
Which is fine, but maybe since Severance had already won before, they like want to throw love somewhere else. I don't really know. What was I saying? The Pitt, the show I think is great. It does suffer from something that I refer to as network TV. This isn't how people talk to each other syndrome. And this isn't a network show. This is an HBO show. They say fuck. They say shit. It's got all the normal stuff. But there's a lot of moments where it's like, this is not how humans talk to each other. This is like someone wrote this and they didn't get it to sound like this is how humans talk
along to each those other. Lines. You led me right to my problem with these shows, including that one. Every person in the hospital is a model. Every person in the hospital has perfect hair.
That is in the same realm. That is in the same realm of what I'm talking about. Another thing that I'm going to mention. So the show, I don't know if you're watching it or just your wife watches
it. Yeah.
So most of the show takes place inside of the ER.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, they'll go into the waiting room of the ER. And this is a particularly insane day. The show takes place, people that don't know, during one day. Each episode is an hour of the day.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go into the waiting room. There's people waiting for 5 hours, right? It is backed up. The waiting room's full. People are standing. People are sitting. People are laying on the ground. It's a nightmare. Everyone's sitting there like this. What do you think it would be like in actual reality? Well, everyone would have their iPhone in their hand. Everyone would have their iPhone in their hand, and they'd be on their phone.
And by the way,
that's reality.
There's a couple crazy people in there as well. And I know this. We talk about, a symbiotic way of thinking. When I left Roofman 3/4 of the way in because I had a high resting heart rate,
mm-hmm.
I went to urgent care and they did stuff. They said, they're covering themselves. So you go to the emergency room just in case. So we walk in the emergency room and now I feel fine. I walk in the emergency room and there's 50 people there. 50 people. And I literally took one step in, step out. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm fine. But now that you said it, it's so true. It's a lot of upset people on their phones, a couple crazy people.
And the thing is they like use phones in the show. So it's not like, oh, they couldn't get the rights to have a cell phone. Like, I don't think so. It's just all these people sitting in the ER are just like sitting there like, I'm like, no, everybody would be on their iPhone. Like, come on, we're in 2025. Let's go. That's like where what's the word I'm looking for? It's like when I'm watching something, I want to be immersed. Like, I want this to feel like reality. And if a show is already fantastical and whimsical, if it's science fiction, like Severance, I can be immersed because it's not our world. It's a different world. But if I'm watching a show that's supposed to be realistic and supposed to take place in our world, everybody in a waiting room is going to be on their cell phone. That is fact.
It's so
when people talk to each other, they're going to talk to each other like human beings. They're not going to have like a quip for everything's a quip. Quip, quip.
That's another
quip.
Thing. Like, everything's a quip. Everybody is great here. No one's on their phone and everything's a quip.
Everyone is so clever and can make these funny jokes. Like, no. Come on, let's do maybe a couple of these guys have a good sense of humor in the ER and can make a joke.
This is the one where I should yell, "Hey, babe," because she would. All she watches is these things. So
now I still think it's a really good show. I think the gimmick, like the 1 hour gimmick, is fantastic. I really do enjoy it, but I'm just nitpicking. Like, come on, man. It's weird that I'm watching an HBO show and it feels like I'm watching a network TV show. I'll just say that.
No, I think it's all excellent observation.
Except there's gore and they say fuck. Like,
hold on, put that on the bumper stickers. All right. Well, there's a couple more questions. Sammy, you know Sammy from Play Tessie guys. Sammy says, what do you think of the new Pokemon game?
I didn't play it. I didn't download it. Okay. I saw too many horrible reviews. I'm not going to waste my time.
At least you're honest. Yeah. Evan Quigg says, I don't even know what this is. Valorant?
I've played Valorant.
Yeah, I said, I wonder if he still plays Valorant. I swear I remember him mentioning it. He did sometime in 2024.
Yeah, I have not played in a long time. I got other games I've been playing, but yeah, I used to play.
All right. And then someone said, what's your favorite restaurant in Boston? You'll have to go back a half hour in this podcast to figure it out.
I named a few.
You named a few. A lot of that's in, and I consider now that you name them all friends of the podcast. So we would be happy to publicize for free meals. I am going to have to sell a few t-shirts to get that tuna experience. So. Like it is. Do you have to? Is that like a long is that like a hat? You got to book it a long time in advance. The tuna thing.
Is
that just for special baseball players, or?
I think that's a Madalena question. We went there a few times. The lady that kind of manages the restaurant. We became kind of buddy with her, and she was telling us. Actually, and the head chef was like, you got to come for the tune experience. We're like, how do we do that? We'd love to do that. And they're like, we do it about once a month or once every couple months. We'll let you know when the next one is. And so it's like, Madalena got like an Instagram message, and then we RSVP'd for it.
How many other people are there when you're doing this?
The tuna thing?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe there were like 30, 40 people in the room.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to get a gauge for it. So.
Yeah. Maybe less. Maybe 20. Yeah. Something like that.
The baseball's and boring holiday party. That's what we're going to do. All right. Anything else?
But you don't have to just go to, like, you can just go and eat there.
No, I know.
And they have an omakase. They have like a 15 course on omakase.
Yeah, but how can I not do the tuna thing? You're describing it. How can I not do it? It's impossible.
Do you like tuna? Like raw tuna?
Did you hear me when I told you that my love for seafood caused me to carry around a gas tank full of urine? I mean,
oh yeah, you legit, like, tuna is what did you in. Yeah. So when I did a blood test a number of years ago, they were like, wow, your mercury's kind of high, like you should lay off sushi. I'm like, damn, bro, I have to lay off sushi? No way.
That didn't last.
Yeah.
No. So, all right, well, we solved a lot of the world's problems. I hope you come on again. I won't bother you too much. You got work to do, but I hope you come up. Maybe I'll come down there to see what's going on. I may have a golf tournament to attend.
Sounds good.
All right.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.